Hello, my name is Adriana, and you have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you? Hello?
Pardon? Hello?
Yes, are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Oh, no, I've got a, we have a vaccination site identified in Baldwin County to be at the OWA facility near Foley, Alabama.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm trying to determine what the requirements will be for that for myself and my wife. I am 79, my wife is 78. So the age requirement we satisfy.
Okay, sir. Now, I do apologize, but I don't have any information of what's the criteria. I don't know what's the ages that they're going by. I don't know any of the information. The only thing that I could provide you with today is testing sites of where they're going to test, have tests done, and I have websites about, I'm only have general information. As far as in the criteria of the age groups, I have no idea. I do apologize.
Oh, yeah, no, and that's fine. I understand. I'm just trying to, for the vaccination clinic that's going to be held on February 2nd and the 4th at OWA, it just says first come, first serve basis, and it identifies the criteria 75 or older. And some other items. My question is, do we just pull up and get in the line? Is that all we have to do? And that's what I'm trying to find.
Like I stated before, sir, I have no information of that.
Okay.
I stated to you, I'm just giving you information of where you can go to get the tests done and general information about the virus websites that you can visit if you have any questions or concerns.
Oh, no. This, it's primarily relative to receiving the vaccination. So I understand what information you have available, and that it's not specifically what I'm trying to.
Yeah, if you have any questions about what you're asking me, you might need to contact that location, and maybe they could better assist you with that.
Well, they did cover that in the announcement that came over our local news, and they said to call, don't call the OWA site. That's an amusement park, actually, but contact the ADPH, I think.
Okay, that's the website that you can visit.
Well, it had only a phone number.
Okay, it's a website also that you can some website you can visit as well.
Oh, okay. Is that at
ADPH.org?
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I can take a look at that.
Or CDC.gov.
Okay.
You could visit those websites, but I have no idea of how they're going about these testing, how they're doing it. You know, you probably have more information than me. I don't even know any of that.
Yeah, and it's confusing for us here because the announcement is out there that vaccinations will occur, but it doesn't say other than 75 years old and older, and being an essential fireman, a policeman, or a health worker, you know, those kind of things, but. There is a record, a card of some kind that has to be filled out ahead of time. But we have.
Yeah, I have no, information of that, sir. I do apologize. I don't know how they're doing it.
Okay. That's fine. I understand. I'll go to the ADPH website once and see if there's a way to answer the question there.
Yeah, sir. So I just want to say I hope I was able to help you. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov.
Okay. Okay, I'll try the ADPH1.
Oh, all right.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.